Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adolf Vega from 3D or 2D.com, and today we're talking about 3D releases for September of 2018. So this is actually going to be kind of weird because this is kind of a crazy month. So let's start things off with 3D movies. Predator. So is this a 3D movie or not? Because in the US, it's not. In the UK, it is. And it comes out a day before in the US than it does in the UK. And it just doesn't make sense to why it's still in 3D. The writer on Facebook said that it's not going to be in 3D, but apparently there's trailers for it in 3D. And if you go to different cinemas on the UK websites, you can still buy tickets in 3D. So I guess I'm going to leave it in. It's just kind of a mess. Now, the movie itself, I don't know. The first trailer looked bad. The second trailer looked better. It just, I don't know what they're trying to do here. Is it like a reboot? Is it like a sequel? You know, I'm not really super familiar with the Predator franchise, so I did watch the original and basically it. I did love the original. I think it's a great classic. But I don't know. This just doesn't feel right. I know it's in production hell. It's been like, it was delayed 6 months, and then it was delayed another 2 or 3 months or something. And so I don't know about this. We'll see if it actually does come out to be in 3D in the UK or if it doesn't. But I don't know.
Predators just don't sit around making hats out of rib cages. They conquered space. But that's not what's on the horizon.
Should I be worried?
Probably.
I think you know what is on the ship. The ultimate predators.
Light him up!
We may die.
We're still here.
So come and get us, mother.
Alright, next up is Thriller. Yes, the Michael Jackson Thriller, coming out on September 21st. Now, this is an IMAX exclusive, and it comes out in front of The House with Clock in Its Walls. The House with a Clock in Its Walls. Ugh, kind of a mouthful to say that title, but it is what it is. So, it's kind of a weird situation here, because the House with a Clock in Its Walls does not have 3D. So, we're going to be watching that this thriller before that movie that's going to be in 3D, and then 3D is going to turn off, and then you're going to watch that movie. Which is cool. I'm not going to want to pay to see this in the theater. And, you know, the Thriller is like a 17-minute or something music video for Michael Jackson's Thriller song. And just in case anyone who doesn't know what I'm talking about is, you know, I think obviously if you're born in the 90s or beyond, you may not know what Thriller is, which is pretty, pretty sad because Michael Jackson's Thriller is a classic. It is amazing. The choreography, the dancing, how the costume design, the special effects, this was amazing. Like the top awesome stuff in the 80s. So the song is an awesome hit. It is one of the biggest hits. Everyone loves Thriller. Everyone respects this. It's, you know, people put aside Michael Jackson, his weirdness, to say it nicely, because, you know, this is one of the top songs. This is like, Thriller is like number one Michael Jackson. You know, Bad and, you know, I'm not going to keep going, but you know what I'm saying. Thriller is awesome. So it's kind of a cool thing that's going to be in front of this other movie. You don't have to see it, but it's kind of weird too. You know, I wouldn't consider The House with the clock in its walls to be a, I guess, a scary movie or a Halloween movie, maybe a spooky movie. But, you know, it's just kind of a weird mismatch, you know. But I do give them credit that you don't have to pay to watch it by itself. You know, that movie is probably going to be decent enough. I don't know. It looks alright. But it's not in 3D, so it just, it's a weird situation all around. I'm glad it's happening, though, because, you know, more people need to see Thriller. It's great. No, it's fantastic. So, that's it for Thriller.
Saying it's okay to have children sleep with
them. That don't mean anything. I'm sure there's plenty of kids that sleep in the bed with their adults all the time and nothing happens.
So do you think Michael Jackson is guilty of the charges against him?
No, man.
Come on, I'll take you home.
He made Thriller. Thriller.
All right, so let's keep going to Smallfoot, actual wide release coming out September 28th. This movie is actually going to be 3D. It's going to come out everywhere. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this. And it looks alright. You know, it looks like a, you know, I never know about these movies, animated movies, if they're just cash-ins or what. I don't know if this is based on a book or something. I think it's pretty clever for what it is. You know, it seems like an original idea and something kind of cute, but not in a bad way. So, I actually appreciate the originality here. I do want to take note that the character models do look a lot like Hotel Transylvania. So, it's a little bit weird because this is Warner Brothers and that one's Sony. But, whatever. It's a, you know, a cute kids movie about Bigfoot and, you know, humanity. And I think it looks alright. You know, am I gonna go to the theater for this? Maybe not. But if I had kids, I don't think this would be necessarily a bad pick. You know, it might be alright. It might be a decent movie.
Nothing! Look, I know what I saw, and I'm gonna prove it!
Wait! Ah, he's gone.
Oh boy.
Oh, holy wildness.
There it is. I should introduce myself.
Hi, I'm Oh, look at you. You're adorable.
Ah! Smallfoot?
Oh.
That's supposed to fall out like that?
Don't stop believing.
After these messages.
This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. With 3D Wiggle software, you can impress your family and friends with 3D GIFs and videos. To find out more information, please click on the link in the description for 20% off coupon as well. This podcast is also brought to you by Patreon. With Patreon, you can become a patron and get this podcast commercial free and get many more benefits. Please click on the description again to get more information. Now, back to the show. All right, so let's move on to Nintendo 3DS, and we got Yo-Kai Watch Blasters. So it's, you know, Yo-Kai Watch is kind of like Pokemon, kind of, where you have to collect these different things to be in your party, and there's two different versions of Yo-Kai Watch, just like Pokemon, so you get the blue one or the red one, and instead of, you know, this Blasters with dogs, and then Blasters with cats, whatever. I really haven't played any of these games, I've heard they're pretty much kind of like a cousin to Pokemon, but you know, you don't really actually like level up. They're not monsters, they're ghosts, but they're not like spirits. I don't know how they really want to, you know, do this, but it comes out September 7th. I'm not really into it, but whatever. Maybe you like it. So let's move on to 3D Blu-rays. So we got quite a few. Avengers Infinity War comes out to UK September 3rd. US didn't get a 3D release. Found Footage 3D comes out on September 4th. Now, this is not going to be... You need the glasses because it comes with it. And then you get Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, which I liked, September 18th. It's a dumb movie, but it's fun. And, you know, keep going here. We got Solo, you know, which again, only for the UK on September 24th. It comes out for the US on the 25th, but not in 3D. So you have to really kind of pick and choose the Blu-rays. But that's basically it for the 3D releases of September of 2018. So what are you most looking forward to? What are you most interested in? I'm sorry if I missed anything. You know, it's kind of a weird month, so I tried my best to get everything here. So that's going to be it for me. Bye. All right, before this podcast ends, I want to give a thank you to my patrons. Right now, we have one patron, which is David from Spain, and I want to thank you for your financial support to help making this possible. If you want your name to be called out and your location, please become a patron on Patreon. Our link should be in the description, and or just look for us, 3D or 2D, on Patreon, and you get plenty of benefits. So again, thank you, David, from Spain, and I hope to have many more Patreon patrons with us soon. Thanks again, David. All right, so that's going to be it for this podcast.
We now have a Patreon, and the link is in the description. Thanks for watching.
And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a little bit everywhere. Just look for us, 3D or 2D. And of course, review us on iTunes. And if you want to write us a letter, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. So that's going to be it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone.